now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, this week on the show, Jimmy Psycho stops by to talk about his new album called Mosh Pits and Mai Tais. We take a look at the What a Swank gig guide, a look at the Lounge Life magazine with some very interesting stories, one particular one about Kim Novak and Sammy Davis Jr. coming your way, and a letter to the show as well in our segment, Dear Coop. Last week I was talking about the film Ocean's 8, so we'll have a bit of a chat about that. I've been to see the film and I'll let you know what I think about this one. Let's kick off now with Codename Cutter. Perfect clarity, perfect cut on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation. Thanks to ultraswag.net.
Kenny Sasaki and A Night of Ghosts. Lounge leader Coop Cooper with you for the Cocktail Nation radio show. Online, cocktailnation.net.
Cocktail Nation.
Tell me his name again.
Coop Cooper.
lounge lethargy of DJ.
Jimmy Psycho joins me. Mosh Pits and Mai Tais, the ultimate punk rock lounge party album is out. He joins me on the line. Congratulations, man. It's a fantastic album. As soon as I put it on, I'm like, the guy's going to love this.
Oh, yeah. No, it's actually done. I'm just taken aback by how well it's done. You know, like a lot of these songs I've been playing in my live show for like the last couple of years. Every time I was right to put out a full-length album dedicated to the punk rock lounge genre.
And that's where you come from too. I mean, you know, we've talked about this before. You've got a bit of a punk background, and you've brought that to lounge, which, you know, really when you think about it, is kind of the way a lot of retro vintage bands, swing bands, you know, rockabilly bands have sort of come to this music. They've come to it from that background. They've brought a DIY attitude to it, and have just got on with the job. So, you know, you've kind of come from that traditional vein, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely where I first started playing music, was in the punk rock genre. So, yeah, you know, deep inside, I'm still old punk rocker, you know, and kind of found a way to flush it out into easy listening lounge music somehow.
I'll tell you what, if you haven't seen Jimmy's YouTube videos, you got to check them out, because you know, you get to see what the show is all about. Love those masks that you wear, and it seems like you've got a fair collection of them.
Oh yeah, it's kind of goes back to, like, you know, my old band Psycho Charger. I always wanted to kind of leave people guessing as to what I would do for every show, you know, so that's why I kind of whole. Your selection of masks, costumes, what have you. So you never know what you're going to see when I roll into town.
Yeah, going back to, I think it was May the 4th, you did a special Star Wars show, and I had the alien masks on, which is pretty cool.
my joke is that those masks are a hell of my own creation, because they look so good, but they are the biggest nightmare to perform, because they're like solid latex. There's like no air. The lenses in the eyes, they fog up, so you can barely see what you're doing. So it's it's effective though.
Yeah, no, I did wonder about that. You know, having done some performances on stage myself, I know how warm it can get up there, and it's sometimes a little bit precarious on stage. A lot of people don't realize this, but there are a lot of cords all over the places. There's plenty of hazards for you to fall off the stage or off the back of the stage. It can all go horribly wrong very easily.
Oh yeah, no, it's just on the trip. Sometimes you can't even see we can't even see the set list. We're all like trying to communicate to each other, like what song is coming up next. You know, so just hope we get it right.
That's fantastic. You've checking out the iTunes store here, and I can see, you know, you've done a fair bit of work. We had the Mad Monster Party, we've had the Intergalactic Playboy, Mosh Pits and Mai Tai. Now, you know, it's a fair body of work, and I think we've spoken about all of those albums on the show. And you know, I suppose the big question is, what's left? What's next?
First of all, I have to say thanks to you, because, you know, you were like the very first person that took interest in this whole thing back with the Mad Monster Cocktail Party. So you were the first person I ever spoke to about it. And so I have a great deal of gratitude for you and all you've done with your show and everything like that. But I think the next thing, I've toyed with the idea of doing a 80s power ballad lounge records. We'll see.
That's
there's
fantastic.
A couple other options out there. I've been kicking around, but we'll see what comes up next. I don't really know until it happens.
Well, you're always a busy guy, performing around the place, and of course releasing albums. So if you get the chance to see Jimmy Psycho Experiment on the stage, definitely do it. We're going to give another track a spin. I'm going to be a little bit self-indulgent and play the track I just absolutely love on this album, which is Holiday in Cambodia. Now, I was racking my brain thinking, now, who did that song originally? That's a cover, isn't it?
Oh yeah, that is the Dead Kennedys.
Dead Kennedys,
that,
right?
Did that originally, and last year, about year before last, we were playing, like I said, we played that song live for a couple years now.
Yeah.
And we were in Las Vegas for Punk Rock Bowling Weekend playing, and we were playing that song, and Jello Biafra, former singer of the Dead Kennedys, walks in while we're playing it.
No way.
And, he played... Oh, I swear, yeah, and he totally gave us his blessing to do it, so all good.
That's incredible. All right, let's give it a spin, and do check out the album. You can grab it certainly on iTunes. It's out there right now, Mosh Pits and Mai Tais, the ultimate punk rock lounge party from the Jimmy Psycho Experiment. Great to talk to you, man.
Very good, yeah. No, great talking to you, too, and I hope to make it to Australia sometime, so if anybody out there is listening and can make it happen, I would totally love to come out there and play sometime.
Thanks, buddy.
Cocktail Nation. Follow the Lounge Leader today.
To pray, I pray the star will be lost as I'm lost without you. Oyez la confession de mi secreto. Sale con corazón que está desierto. Con tres palabras te diré todas mis cosas, cosas de corazón. Como
Cocktail Nation.
Nation with Sim, Janet Seidel and Trey Palapas. Bob Thompson, The Best Thing for You. And we play Jimmy Psycho kicking off with Holiday in Cambodia. Do grab that album, Mosh Pits and Mai Tais, and grab his other couple of albums as well. Look at the Lounge Life magazine. Story on the new golden age for the tiki bar, as many want to escape from what's going on in society today. Escapism, of course, has always been a key part of tiki, and now more than ever. And an interesting story about an astronaut, which is carved into an old Spanish cathedral, and it isn't what people think it is. People think that this very obvious astronaut is meant to be some sort of sign of time travellers, aliens perhaps. Turns out it was actually renovated just a few years ago, and the artist thought, well, why not add in some of the contemporary things that have happened in the 20th century to sort of bring it up to date in an old-fashioned, classical way. And it's kind of freaked people out. And the secret love affair between Kim Novak and Sammy Davis Jr., one that Hollywood's most powerful people stopped. And a story on the first James Bond girl, Eunice Gayson, who's died at the age of 90. Do check out these stories. If you're looking for it, it's a Flipboard magazine. It is free to read. And I just love the platform that Flipboard have put together. It feels like a magazine. It behaves like a magazine. You can flip the pages. It's pretty cool. I've got links on my website, coctonation.net. Here's James Spencer and Rush Hour in Hong Kong on the Coctonation.
Microphone, a dimly lit apartment, the Cocktail Nation.
We'll be right back. Fun faction de Cocktail Nation.
Perpetuating lie. How do you sleep at night?
Bed made of money. I hate to break it to you, but there is no big lie. There is no system. The universe is indifferent.
Man, why'd you have to say that?
Cocktail Nation with Cooper.
Nation with Tikiaki Orchestra, My Ties and the Moon, Alpha Jetset before that, Timothy Anna and James Spencer, Rush Hour in Hong Kong.
On the Cocktail Nation, it is Dirk Cooper.
You can write to me anytime by the email, thecocktailnation@gmail.com, and you can send me some audio and I'll play that for you as well. Get in touch via the social media pages. This one from Clint Overberg, who says, Dear Coop, I saw a posting on the Cocktail Nation Facebook page that you went to see Ocean's 8. Last week on the show when I was listening, you were dissing this movie. What's the story? Well, look, you're right. I had some harsh words to say about this movie. Then I had a free night and I thought, I want to go to the movies. What is on that I haven't seen? And Ocean's 8 was there and I thought, all right, I'll go see it. I'll put my money where my mouth is. And it was just as bad as I thought it was going to be. It really was. It's the kind of film that you just know is just there to, well, I'm going to say it, a little bit like the latest reboot of Ghostbusters. And it's not that I'm not for women being strong and having girl power and all those sorts of things. I believe women should have equal pay, all those sorts of things. I just feel that this is a film that overcompensates a very simple plot line. And I think it just kind of exists as some kind of women's power statement. I think that's what they thought the market would be. Very progressive. I wasn't impressed at all. Simple plot line, one-dimensional characters. I just didn't think it was as good as the original Ocean's 11 films. Now, I love the first one, starring Frank Sinatra. But I've loved the George Clooney ones too. I just love a great caper film. This one just didn't live up to it. But I'll tell you what is fantastic about this film. The whole time in the film, I'm hitting Shazam on my phone to track down some of these tracks. And eventually I thought, actually, the soundtrack's got to be out there. I've got to just focus on the film now. So I did that. I got home and I found the Ocean's 8 score. It's done by Daniel Pemberton. And it is
fabulous. It really is. My suggestion is if you do go to pick up this score, I would probably scroll all the way down to probably the maybe the last tracks, 9, 14, 16, 19, 23, and 24. They're probably the most interesting tracks, I think. And here's one for you. It's called The Investigator on the Cocktail Nation.
Want to leave your name and your number. I mean, all I can do is pass it on, you know what I mean? Of course, if you don't want to, it's no big deal. Just don't ever call here again.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
We'll be right back.
CocktailNation.net.
Cocktail Nation. Coop Cooper. So cool, his drinks don't need ice.
John Barry Orchestra, Underground Lair, Creed Taylor Orchestra, The Nervous Beat, Nelson Riddle and Naked City. Let's take a look at the Water Swank gig guide for pastime albumclocks.com. Coming up, July 13, Tiki Con. August 8, during Tiki Oasis, the South Seas Cinemas. And one other one I wanted to mention as well, July 11 at the Kona in Huntington Beach. It's the Tikiaki Orchestra. And the man we spoke to earlier tonight, Jimmy Psycho, is playing July 6 through to the 8th of July at the Heavy Rebel Weekend. That is being held in Winston-Salem. These gigs and lots more, click on the website cocktailnation.net and click on the World of Swank gig guide tab. Here's Nick Perito with Mizzaloo on the Cocktail Nation.
De Cocktail Nation.
It's the ideal life. Pleasure, variety, it's fabulous. You ought to try it.
Cocktail Nation with Cooper.
Cocktail Nation with Quincy Jones, Soul Bossa Nova. Next week on the show, catching up with Sunny Moon to talk about the new Nutty album called Live at the Purple Pit. Gonna leave you with four-piece suit and Shooting the Breeze. Stay up.
Thank you.